Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hillary asks if we have any data or documentation on how much of the stimulus payments went to health care. Meaning, when people got their stimulus checks, how much of it went to medicines, how much of it went to, you know, seeing the doctor. There, I don't believe we have a lot of data. I don't know how they would be able to follow what happened with the stimulus check. It might have just gone into a person's rent. It might have gone into a person's, you know, grocery budget. We're not sure. It would be interesting data to see where the money actually went to, and what Americans really need to spend their money on, because it would be, if we're looking at ways to help the public be able to afford food or afford housing or afford school or afford medicine, when somebody does receive a stimulus check or some financial relief, what is the first thing they do? And there'd be multiple factors in terms of, are they more afraid of their landlord, you know, and getting kicked out in June? Or are they more afraid of being diagnosed with cancer? Are they more afraid of not getting their medication? Are they able to get free medicine so they don't have to spend the money on that, so they're going to spend it on food? Is it that they don't get enough SNAP or food assistance? And so you saw a overwhelming sort of push for the money to go there. So it would have been interesting if the stimulus checks, I'm not saying we should have done this, because I think, you know, the way it happened, more people would have, it's more popular, people just getting the money and, you know, what they doing with their money is their own business. But I see how it would have been a definite learning, curve for us to see where Americans really needed to spend their money. There's been some rumors that people use their stimulus check to go to Vegas. So travel, leisure, entertainment. See, this is why it wouldn't be popular to see where the money went. I don't think as a whole people want to know, because if people did use the money, you know, for strippers, right, or drugs or whatever, that once that got out, there's going to be a lot of hesitation, you know, to do another stimulus check. So, I really believe people use it for food and housing and whatnot. But you could scientifically determine where the money went by people given cards like we do with the food stamps, where it's a government card, and where it gets run in terms of spent, run like a credit card, you could then very easily make a spreadsheet saying, yes, it was used for food, or it was used for this, or it was used for that. Now, somebody wanted to hide the fact that they use it for strippers could say, all right, just use this card for food, and this money we're going to use for food, we could use for the strippers or whatever. But it would be interesting to also see the timeline, too. You know, within 24 hours of getting the stimulus check or the stimulus money, you know, did they race to the grocery store? Yeah, that would, to me, signify, you know, we're having near-starving conditions for people. If the money sat around for a while, that might signify something else, where unemployment and the additional unemployment benefits, you know, handle things temporarily. If we saw the money immediately go to, we're going to Vegas, then that would, to me, signify people have not been able to take a vacation. They could finally take a vacation. It's extra income. And mind you, hopefully that money did help the Vegas economy. You know, when somebody spends the money, it is a stimulus, meaning hopefully stimulate the economy. But that would have been kind of interesting to see where the money went. So sorry, Hillary, I don't have that data, but I would like to know. That is fascinating to me. Now, what is not fascinating to people and actually very controversial is we're being told that New York is going to offer $15,600, a one-time payment, to undocumented workers or illegal immigrants who lost their jobs during the pandemic. Now, again, I thought you weren't allowed to employ an illegal immigrant, so I'm not sure how that's going to go in terms of people incriminating themselves, but lawmakers have approved a $2.1 billion fund in the state's budget to help those illegal immigrants or undocumented people living in New York who didn't get stimulus money or unemployment. So in order to qualify, individuals have to prove they are New York residents who were ineligible for unemployment benefits and stimulus checks due to their immigration status, and they also need to demonstrate that they lost income during the pandemic. Other illegal immigrants who are unable to show the same level of verification will still be eligible to receive money. They could receive $3,200. Now, that's the same amount Americans received from the three stimulus checks approved by Congress. So New York is going to allow Americans to get illegal immigrants to get the same money that Americans got, but others can actually make five times that and get $15,600. So this is called the Excluded Workers Fund. And apparently Democrats even clashed publicly over it, according to Fox News, how some workers would be able to show proof of employment, whether formerly incarcerated individuals could be covered, if it should be taxable. And, of course, other people are going, how come illegal immigrants can make almost five times more from the stimulus money than legal immigrants who are paying taxes? Who knows? So there's obviously a lot of controversy with this. But there's an estimated 725,000 undocumented immigrants that live in New York State. California had a $75 million cash assistance program. They gave undocumented immigrants $500 one-time stimulus check, and it was on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, if people weren't trusting of the government, they would say, I don't want anybody to know I'm applying for this, because then I'm basically giving myself up and letting them know that I'm undocumented. But in these states, which are sanctuary states, they're, I believe, promising that nothing's going to happen, you're not going to get deported, and you could get state funds. But 725,000 people getting that stimulus money, again, it'll be interesting. Where is the money going? Is it going to food, medicine? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of you who are new listeners to my show, I talk a lot about the employment arena, toxic work environments, how to get along with your boss, how to avoid workplace romances. You know, work is a part of our health. And when I see people on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, not because they have trouble in their home life, but because they hate work, yeah, I'm going to get involved with their work life. I want them to get a good job. I want them to feel valued at work. So I speak a lot about work and appointments. I've offered to take a look at some of your guys' resumes and if it needs to be fixed up, give you some pointers. And so one of you had reached out and asked me, and this is interesting. This person works for a company that whose team and staff are not as diversified as they think society is going to demand. And he has difficulty attracting women, minorities, and asked me to help write the ad to invite non-white men, but to not make it politically incorrect. How would you write a job description? And to me, that's, I see why he's having trouble, because I was trained that race shouldn't matter, gender shouldn't matter. Any job application or any job posting I write is open to any and all applicants. I write that. And apparently that hasn't been working for some companies, and they might not attract a lot of women. They might not attract minorities, and many companies are feeling the heat that they might not be diversified enough, and they could be called out. It could ruin their stocks. It could cause a PR nightmare. And I am hearing more and more of a scrambling that's being done of companies trying to find people that can make them appear more diversified, which is so insulting to me as a woman. If anybody, falls under a demographic that hears this, it's kind of insulting that I was insulted by Biden saying, I am going to choose a woman as my vice president, or the vice president is going to be a woman, it had to be decreed, it had to be mandated in order for a woman to, why couldn't a woman have been chosen without there being this big decree? And so it's frustrating. And so, for years, it was rare to see a minority or a woman in certain positions. And thank God with the progress we've made, we have women in high executive positions, CEOs running companies, and minorities running companies in the Senate, in vice presidency. So we're making great headway. But we have to be very, very careful as we move forward, because sometimes the efforts that people are making may be racist and discriminatory. So, when I was asked years ago when I got into medical school, do I think I got in because I was a woman or because I was pretty or because I had good grades. I graduated cum laude. I worked multiple jobs during school. I had research. I earned it. Really? People don't look at me like I earned it. They think I was blown away. Now, I really believe I got into medical school because of my qualifications. I think I had a better GPA than other people. But to think that I could have possibly been chosen because I was a girl makes me feel bad. And a lot of my friends who aren't white feel the same way in terms of, look, I don't want anybody thinking I got this job because I'm Latina or because I'm black. I got this job because I'm good. And we keep pushing this idea or this concept that we need to hire more people of color or female gender or be. I thought, again, we're trying not to identify gender. I thought we're trying not to discriminate. We're supposed to be colorblind when it comes to hiring. We're not supposed to be, making big big proclamations that, we need a select group to be able to, we need to help a select group through the application process in order to get them jobs. And many people in those groups are like, I could get my own job. Thank you. I don't need, I want to get this job not because of my color or because of my gender. I want to get this job because this is me. I earned this job. So a lot of controversy has come in the last 24 hours with United Airlines. And I see the good and I see the controversy. I see what's going on here. United Airlines wants to, quote, diversify the cockpit. And they are going to have a new flight school. They're going to recruit 5,000 pilots. And they are going to designate half of them to be women and, quote, people of color. You would not think we would be having this type of verbiage in 2021, especially since so many of us are mixed race. So many of us have very, very rich, you know, backgrounds and demographics. But apparently, the airline industry does not have a lot of female pilots. They don't have a lot of pilots who have been minorities. So United wants to break down barriers and give more aspiring pilots to more direct paths to jobs. So applications are now being accepted on the United Aviat Academy website. So on the outset, me being an applicant, and again, I've applied for multiple jobs. Okay, I have to hope that my application is good enough to make the interview pile, or, you know, to get into a school, or to get into medical school, or to get the job. And I have to hope that I am competitive enough and will be chosen over others. And if I'm told that, well, your application wasn't good enough, but we could put you in the woman pile, my question to be, well, why wasn't it good enough? I didn't have the scores. I didn't have the, you know, why am I, you know, being allowed further advancement of my application just because I'm a girl? Why? What was it? Now, mind you, all right, companies have been jerks about only hiring men, or there being an old boys club, or, you know, or racism. I mean, that has existed, and it's not completely gone in this country. We have racism. We have anti-Semitism. We have anti-women. We have anti-men. Now there's racism all across the board. It's, I think, you know, I mean, we still have a long way off. But if I were any of these companies, I would, again, say, look, all right, we are not separating anybody or discriminating or identifying or basing your employment on the color of your skin or on your gender. What if it's a white male who underwent transgender transformation to become a transgender female? Do they count? There's going to be so many questions. It should be, guys, we have school and apply, and we're going to look at your application, interview you or write an essay, and somebody who has the passion, somebody who has the work ethic, somebody who's going to have attention to safety, it doesn't matter what color you are or what gender you are. Now, why aren't more women pilots? I mean, I think being a pilot is cool, but if for me, it probably wouldn't have worked as a career because you're traveling a lot and I want to be with the kids. That's not because an airline would say, well, I don't want you, you're a girl. That was my personal choice. Now, then some people argue, well, then let's take the kids away from mom so mom isn't hampered by kids. But, well, now you're insulting homemakers who really want to be there to take care of the kids. And, we have to really be careful with how we proceed, try to look progressive, because you almost insult and put us back years of progress. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
And with that, President Biden is signing a series of executive orders aimed at curbing gun violence. The president is limited to what he can do regarding gun violence without broader action by the House and Senate. Senators will soon take up the House-passed legislation expanding background checks, but it faces a tough road in the tightly divided Senate. The Defense Department is working as quickly as possible to get coronavirus vaccines in the arms of U.S. troops stationed overseas.
We're administering the vaccine as fast as we receive it. The good news is this week we're distributing significantly more Pfizer and Moderna vaccine to our sites than in previous weeks.
Army Lieutenant General Ronald Pace delivering the message at a Pentagon briefing. Pace acknowledging frustration among those who have not yet been vaccinated. USA Radio News. Famous zookeeper Jack Hanna is suffering from dementia.
The family of animal expert Jack Hanna says the former director of the Columbus Zoo has been diagnosed with dementia. In a letter on Twitter, the Hanna family announced that Jack Hanna would be stepping away from public life as his health begins to deteriorate. Doctors believe the 74-year-old is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Hanna is best known for his many appearances on television talk shows, where he brought hosts like Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman up close and personal with wild animals. He also hosted several nature shows for children. Hanna was the director of the Columbus Zoo from 1978 to his retirement last year and remains director emeritus. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
At least five people are dead after a mass shooting near Rock Hill, South Carolina. Dr. Robert Leslie and his wife Barbara and their two grandchildren were among those killed. Police say the suspect lived on the same road as the doctor, but that's all they're saying right now as the investigation is still underway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Ryan asks, which music is the healthiest to listen to? So he's got young kids. He likes rap. Wife likes classic metal. They've been playing the stuff in the cars, babies in the womb. Do they really need to be playing classical music for the babies? Now, this is interesting. I don't know much about the studies that are out there on what music is the healthiest and the safest. And I think there are studies. There's studies looking at which music helps you concentrate more, which music might help you sleep, or which sounds, which is why, you know, raindrop sounds or some very soft, you know, tones might be advantageous to get, you know, helping you sleep. But music is such a wide, there's such a wide range, and there's such a wide range of emotions on when you would want to listen to music. And many of us will listen to music to help us with our moods as a medicine, as a treatment, when we don't realize it. So let's say you were broken up, somebody dumped you. You might listen to those, you know, songs like Taylor Swift of, you know, shake, 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 you know, just shake it off, right? Yeah, shake it off. So, you know, you might listen to that to say, you know what, I don't need him. I got cheated on. Taylor Swift got cheated on. I'm good. Sometimes you're in love and you're in so much love, you know. So I had a, oh, gosh, what was the song? So me. Anyway, so there's like little love songs out there that you want to listen to, and you're like, oh, he loves me, in anniversary time, things like that. Then you have the type of music you want to listen to when you're driving home from work, and you are so mad at your boss, you're so mad at what happened, and you want to escape, and you want it loud, and you just want to scream at the top of your lungs and let people think, or just headbang into the music. And that's when I like, you know, classic rock. I like it for that. Sometimes I feel energized. I'm just energetic. And so I want a song I could dance to. You know, and I could be, you know, moving to, you know, or and it has a really, really good beat, like some rap. Sometimes I just want to sing. I feel like I just want to sing. So I'll get something with blues or national anthem or barbershop quartet. Listen to barbershop quartet a lot. Love barbershop quartet. Yeah? And then sometimes I listen to classical music. You can listen to classical music to help you, you know, sleep. You could use the classical music to just kind of calm you down. You want to know why I listen to classical music? You're going to think this is really weird. All right? I listen to classical music because I have always wanted to be an Olympic figure skater. And one of the things I do, which I have never been able to do, is choreograph routines, choreograph dances. And I have, over the last few decades, choreographed some real amazing figure skating routines for the Olympics. But since I can't skate them myself, and I don't even know who I would approach with these, I just play the song and the piece of classical music that you would be doing the triple axel to, and I just go, okay, no, I would do that, I would do that. And I actually will listen to classical music to work on the choreographies that I think need to be done. And then, sometimes it is me. Yay, Dr. Dahlia got a gold medal for America. Woohoo, yay! Is she going to kneel in protest? No, she won't. I am loving how I got to represent America, and I'm not going to kneel. God bless America, and thank you for letting me get this gold medal for America. You know, so maybe, yeah, there might be a little fantasy in that to play, but honestly, I do. I choreograph certain things in movies. I also have scenes that I've worked out and written that would be fantastic endings to certain movies based on the soundtrack. And so I kind of study music that way. And so sometimes I do that in the car or in at home, and I'll listen to music for those reasons. If I need to kind of work on some of my abilities to do some runs with my voice, I'll listen to certain music. It might not be my favorite song, but to kind of practice those. So, you know, in terms of health, though, it's tricky because your health, I believe, depends on your mood. And so if you are tense and there's a type of music that is able to change your thinking and redirect you so you're not depressed, so you're not anxious, and you're more relaxed, I don't care what kind of music it is. If it's blues, if it's jazz, if it's bluegrass, if it's country, if it's, I mean, for me, I can listen to any song. If it's singable, if it's danceable, I love it. I don't listen a lot to the words, though. I've never been a big listen to the words, you know? I just don't. I like the sounds. I like the way the voice goes. I'm just not, you know. And then I'm like, oh, that's what the song is about. But for some of you, you might listen to the song going, you know what? He's going through what I went through. And if he went through that, then I'm not alone. So my answer to that is, even though there's some studies out there saying brainwave entertainment may synchronize your brain's neuron activity with binaural beats, binaural beats utilize your brain's natural ability to fill in sensory gaps. I believe that's where you hear the sounds through the different stereos, you know, where you get the frequencies into each ear. They say that might help your brain. Isochronic tones, these present a single frequency being turned off and on at a fast rate, and that may actually help your brain function optimally. There's meditation music that will help your body relax, you know, maybe lower your body's cortisol. They say effects of meditation music have been studied on cancer patients to decrease their levels of stress and increase their probability of healing. The nature and rain sounds help people sleep, relaxes you. In fact, there was a 2010 study where participants who completed a challenging math problem that was then followed by 10 minutes of nature sounds experienced greater sympathetic nervous system relaxation than the control group. So that fight or flight response was less when they listened to rain, ocean waves, jungle sounds, that kind of thing. Classical music, research was done in French universities, according to SpoonUniversity.com, say that classical music could increase your test scores. Students lectured in a room with classical music in the background did significantly better on a quiz than students with no music. So, you know, Mozart. My kids loved Mozart. Now, see, my problem with that is I would be just in class, again, singing to the classical music. Instrumentals, they say, does really well. Certain tracks might be able to make your brain a little bit more receptive to learning. And then let me see what else. Music that makes you feel good. Yeah, just songs that, you know, Don't Stop Believing. No, I'm kind of sick of the Don't Stop Believing because I watch a lot of Glee. But I think there are songs that just, you know, I Can't Drive 55, I love that song. If I'm in a bad mood and I listen to I Can't Drive 55, I love that one. Or Everybody Wants You, I like that song. I like a lot of Bob Seger. So a lot of the 80s music I'll go to because that was the music I grew up with. But I also like a lot of 50s music. You know, come on, baby, let the good times roll. I'll sing that, and that always cheers me up. So to me, I would say the most healthy music is the music that gets you out of the mood you're in if it's a bad mood and helps you be happy. Because I think the happier you are, the healthier you are. That would be my choice. And again, if it's rap, if it's blues, if it's a sad love song, and you like the sad love song because it reminds you of somebody and you're at peace with that, good. You know, I don't care. But I'll look more into that. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you who loved Game of Thrones, you might have gotten really excited when you saw some headlines circulating about a trailer for the Game of Thrones final season. We've already seen it. If you finished the show and saw all eight seasons, yeah, you already saw all eight seasons. what they're doing is they're trying to get people that haven't seen Game of Thrones, the five or six people still out there, to watch it. And because Game of Thrones is going to be hitting its 10th anniversary, HBO has a month-long celebration of Game of Thrones. They released a new trailer for the show's eighth and final season, hoping to kind of spur more people to watch it. The problem is there were a lot of spoilers in it, so some people who hadn't watched Game of Thrones was a little mad about that, and then other people who really hated the last season and thought they ended it terribly kind of voiced that. So in a way it backfired, because for everybody saying, oh, Game of Thrones was awesome, except the last season, if people forget to say except the last season, some people would never know. And then they'll just watch Game of Thrones and find out for themselves if the last season stunk. I mean, it wasn't horrible. I like that Aaron Rodgers was in a few of the scenes. Apparently Aaron Rodgers got himself on the set. Bunch of stars. Well, I guess, I think they have to pay to get on the Game of Thrones set. And then they get to be, you know, have some very small role where you can't tell. But it was weird because I had no idea that Aaron Rodgers did this. And I'm looking at that and I go, you know, that guy looked like Aaron Rodgers. And my husband's like, oh, really? Yeah, they all look like Aaron Rodgers. And actually it was Aaron Rodgers. So that was interesting. Anyway, the show earned 59 Emmy Awards, the most of any show, including Outstanding Drama Series, in 2015, 16, 18, and 19. And it was, I think, such a hit, if you look at TV shows and why people loved it, is it had love, it had beasts and mythical, it had dragons, people loved dragons, it had humor. There was a lot of sex. In fact, I think there was too much in the beginning, where it was almost a little hard to watch because, you know, I thought, you know, my kids would like this. There's dragons and all that, but, you know, they were kids. And now that they're older, I don't care. But when they were young, I was like, okay, you know what? Looks like we can't watch this. And then there was the dwarf, who was excellent. Gosh, why can't I remember his name? But he's like one of my favorite actors. And so you had such good actors. You had good dialogue. You had good stories. You had multiple stories going on. You had wars, and it was amazing the way they put it together. But, you know, they're still trying to milk more money out of it, so they're trying to come up with this 10th or this 8th season, 10th anniversary. So, no, not another season of Game of Thrones, right? Just, yeah. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So more Americans have applied for unemployment benefits, and layoffs are still remaining high. So a number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has risen for the second week in a row. This is a sign that employers are continuing to cut jobs, even as parts of the economy recover. Now, I'm starting to see some signs, say back to, you know, we're now hiring, but I'm not seeing a lot of them. So apparently 744,000 people applied for jobless benefits the week ending April 3rd, according to the Labor Department, which is an increase of 16,000 from the previous week. Fewer self-employed and gig workers filed for benefits, with initial filings for pandemic unemployment assistance dropping 80,000 from the prior week to nearly 152,000. Despite the uptick in claims, most analysts expect the job market to strengthen. I do too. I think the job market is going to strengthen. But as we discussed in the early part of the show, that I don't know if you have a lot of people that really want to work. They might want to come back and have a job, but do they really want to do the rigorous 8-hour day? That's, you know. So anyway, jobless claims have fallen sharply overall since March of last year, but still remain high by historical standards. Before the pandemic erupted, weekly applications hovered around 220,000 a week. And so last month, employers did add 916,000 jobs. Unemployment rate has now dropped to 6%. Consumer confidence is starting to rise, but we still have a lot of people out of work. And unfortunately, many people not liking the jobs that they are getting to have, and as they don't have the freedoms as they did when they were home. So we'll keep you posted on that. We do have some breaking news. We are being told that Tiger Woods had an empty, unlabeled pill bottle in his car. Now, this is a report, okay, coming out of Daily Mail. And he was combative when cops tried to pull him from the crash. But the police report said he was not under the influence of drugs or booze. Now, we were told that with this accident, and mind you, it was a horrific accident, that he was able to converse with the police. He was calm. telling them, can you reach out to my manager? He was very cool, very appreciative. So we heard that everything was pretty, you know, and mind you, when you do sustain any head trauma or any trauma such as that, you might, you know, you might flay your arms. And I wouldn't be surprised by this. But many people were concerned that nobody did a sobriety test or received a, got a tox screen on Tiger Woods, and police had said it wasn't necessary. And even though his DUI in the past had included medications from his surgery that he had previously had, and he recently had a previous surgery prior to this, many people thought that maybe it could have been some of his, you know, pain medications or sleep aid he was on the night before that might have caused him to not pay as much attention. And, you know, for me as a doctor, I want him to have privacy. He deserves privacy. But it's also a learning lesson for those people that might take an Ambien or a Xanax or a muscle relaxer the night before. If that did happen in Tiger Woods' case and he got into this horrific accident, it reminds people, guys, you know, don't drive even the next morning if you've had these drugs the night before. So Tiger Woods had shattered his right leg when he crashed with his borrowed Genesis SUV into a grassy verge on L.A. Was it a Paso Robles? When he was driving, I believe, 83 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. But according to a newly released incident report, he was, quote, combative when the first people on the scene tried to free him from the wreckage. He was disoriented and thought he was in Florida, where he lives, rather than California. Police said that while his speech was not slurred, his pupils were sluggish. Now, mind you, he was just in an accident and I think a rollover. So you do, you know, I mean, that could have played a part. But they did not perform any type of field sobriety test because he shattered his leg. And they didn't order blood samples because they said there was no probable cause to believe he was inebriated. So instead, they thought that the golfer was suffering from the normal side effects of shock. He has not been charged over the incident. No one else was hurt. And the SUV was hit pretty badly. They did not need to use the jaws of life. People were asking about it. But they did have to take him out of the car. So it was a 22-page report. Officers described arriving to the scene to find the golfer's vehicle overturned. One of the EMTs who treated him was interviewed by a cop who asked if he was drinking or not. And he said, Captain Levesque told me he was somewhat combative when they were trying to treat him on the scene. His blood pressure was low when the measurement was first taken on the scene. He described low as being under 100 systolic, and that was too low to administer any type of pain management medications. Pain medicine can lower your blood pressure and put you at risk for respiratory depression, so they don't want to do narcotics or things that could possibly lower your blood pressure more. So the blood pressure was consistent with shock. And Tiger's pupils were at first equal, reactive, and light, but they were sluggish. His heart rate was 130 beats per minute, even though the average is 60 to 90. Anybody in a car accident like that, I wouldn't be surprised if the heart rate was up. And then he was given morphine to treat the pain of his leg injuries. Morphine can lower the blood pressure, but maybe his blood pressure started to go back up. And then he went into surgery to repair the leg and ankle. But the officer said he was lucid. So, you know, Woods has had an history of, you know, needing a dependency on medication in the past. In 2017, he was arrested in Jupiter, Florida, when he fell asleep behind a wheel under the influence. So we'll find out more. But one thing I really want to stress is if you do take medications the night before, you know, if he didn't take any medicines that day, and this could have been from medicines the night before, it would be nice to know. And again, a teaching point for everybody. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.